ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ओके, सो वी आर स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम द ब्रह्म भागवतमृता एंड वी आर डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट हाउ महाराज परीक्षित giving knowledge to his mother, Uttara.
我们过去几节课一直在讲的是圣大伯加瓦坦甘露这本书。这本书一开始是 Parikshit 大君他跟他的母亲 Uttara 之间的对话。
Uttara had asked about, she asked the question, she wanted to know about whatplace to those devotees who have the highest love for Krishna, where do they go? What destination do they achieve in the spiritual world?
Uttara 的问题是，那些对 Krishna 怀着最崇高的爱的奉献者们，他们的目的地是哪里？他们在灵性天空的地方是在哪？
So Parikshit Maharaj was very pleased.With his mother's question,
Parikshit 大君对他母亲提出的问题感到十分满意。
So nobody had ever asked such a nice question before.
因为这之前从来没有人提出过这样好的问题。
So Parikshit understands it's only by the special mercy of Lord Krishna that he will be able to answer his mother's question.
Parikshit 大君他内心明白，只有藉着主 Krishna 的仁慈，才能够回答这样的问题。
So before answering the question, he first of all wants to offer his respects and prayers to Krishna.
在回答问题之前，他首先希望向主 Krishna 献上祈祷。
And he begins by describing.The special favors Krishna had shown him throughout his life.
他一开始描述了在他一生期间主 Krishna 给予他的特殊仁慈。
So Parikshit was very fortunate because not only was he born in the holy land, in a holy land called Bharatvarsha, which is very pious,But he was born in the human body, and he was born in the line of great kings, Kshatriyas.
Parikshit 大君感到非常的幸运，他不仅仅诞生在虔诚的 Bharat 大地上，这是一个非常虔诚的土地，而且他还拥有了人类的躯体，并且他诞生在一个刹帝利的家族当中。
And he was born in the womb of Uttara as the grandson of Krishna's friend Arjuna.
他投生在 Uttara 的子宫当中，并且投生为主 Krishna 的好朋友 Arjuna 的孙子。
So because his birth was connected with Krishna, so that's very auspicious.
因为他的头生是指跟 Krishna 密切相关的，因此非常吉祥的。
And Parikshit's grandmother was Subhadra, who is Krishna's sister.
Parikshit 的祖母就是 Krishna 的妹妹 Subhadra。
So Krishna had Arjuna had four wives.
Arjuna 娶了四个妻子。
So, Parikshit's fortunate because he's born from the wife which was connected to Krishna.
Parikshit 他非常幸运，因为他出生的他的祖母是跟 Krishna 有直接的关系。
So then Parikshit describes how Krishna protected him from the Brahmastra weapon when he was within the womb.
Parikshit 就描述说，当他还在母亲的子宫的时候，他就得到了主 Krishna 的亲身保护。
At that time, Lord Krishna appeared in the womb holding his Sudarshan Chakra and his club.And using these two weapons, he protected Parikshit from the heat of the Brahmastra weapon.
当时主 Krishna 他手里拿着神碟 Sudarshan Chakra 以及大头棒，并且他保护了胎中的腹中的胎儿不为反射光的灼热所灼烧。
Right.So Krishna's expansion is the super soul, and the super soul is everywhere in everything. So it's also there within the womb of Uttara.
Krishna 的扩展就是超灵，超灵是遍存万有、无处不在的，所以他也在 Uttara 的子宫中。
So Krishna was able to protect the Parikshit from.The heat of the weapon thrown by Ashwatthama, the son of Drona.
因此 ，Krishna 可以保护当时在他母亲腹中的 Parikshit 大军不受Ashwatthama 投射来的反射光的袭击。
So at that time, Krishna, of course, when he's within the womb, he has his forearm form.The super soul is four-armed.
在子宫的时候呢 ，Krishna 的形体呢是四臂的形体。
So Krishna was so kind to Parikshit that he protected him.
Krishna 对 Parikshit 大军仁慈有加，对他从小就保护了他的生命。
And of course, the reason why Krishna protected him was because his mother Uttara surrendered to Lord Krishna and prayed to Krishna to protect her child.
Krishna 保护 Parikshit 的原因是他的母亲当时深情地呼唤了 Krishna。并且向他献上祷文，祈求主的保护。
So the child within the womb, Parikshit, saw the Lord at that time, and he was very attracted by the beauty of the form of the Lord.
就是在那个时候，胎中的子宫当中的胎儿 Parikshit 见到了美丽的主 Krishna 的形体。
The height of the Lord.When he appears in the womb like that, then he's only the size of the thumb. The super soul said the super soul is the size of the thumb. So he's not very big, but he's very beautiful and transcendental.
超灵的形象，据描述说是拇指的大小。虽然它的尺寸不是很大，但是它的形象却是非常。俊美和超然的。
So, because Parikshit had seen the Lord at that time, he was, after he took birth, he was always remembering that form and he was looking, trying to see that form again.
正是因为 Parikshit 在子宫的时候就见到了 Krishna, 所以他出生之后就一直在寻找再次希望能够见到这样的形象。
And if he saw, sometimes if he saw somebody with similar features, then he would think, maybe this is him, maybe it's him.
当他见到长着同样相貌的人的时候，他就心里想啊，也许这个就是他，他就是这个人。
So he got the name Parikshit, which means examiner, one who is always examining other people, looking for that person which he had seen before his birth.
由于这个原因，他得到了Parikshit 这个名字，这个意思就是说一个到处在寻找他之前曾经见过的那个人。
He's also known by the name Vishnurata, meaning one who's protected by Lord Vishnu.
他还有一个名字叫 Vishnurata, 就是得到过主 Krishna 保护的人。
So you can see from this that We see from this that even in his childhood, Parikshit was always meditating on the form of Krishna.
从这件事我们可以看出，即便是在孩童的时代起呢 ，Parikshit 就一直在冥想着、记忆着主 Krishna.
So, by the grace of Krishna, Parikshit had many, many good qualities.
藉着主 Krishna 的仁慈 ，Parikshit 拥有很多的优秀品质。
He was very caring for people. As the king, it's his duty to take care of others. People under his protection, he would take care of them. He was concerned about them.
作为君王，他对于臣民，所有在他下面的臣民，都是关爱有加，非常的照顾的。
Somebody was here in Mayapur. Somebody was talking about devotee care.
在马雅普这边有的奉献者在讲述着一个课程，就是关爱奉献者课程。
But he said the devotee said the first thing about devotee care is that we have to care.We have to care for the people.
讲课的奉献者说，这样的奉献者，他第一条要做到的就是，首先我们要关心别人。
Yeah, if we, it's not just only talking about devotee care, but we have to actually care for the people.
我们不仅仅要嘴头上谈论着奉献着关爱，还要真正的落实到实际生活中。
Yeah, we may give classes and everything about devotee care, but if we don't care, if we don't make an effort to care for devotees, then what's the good?
我们尽可以谈论在课上滔滔不绝的谈论关爱奉献者。但是如果我们不付诸行动，不付出努力，那么这样的谈话有什么用呢？
So then the second thing, Parikshit's qualities was that he had a good, very great respect for Brahminical authority.
他拥有的第二项优秀品质就是对婆罗门的权威，尊敬，非常的尊敬。
Parikshit was a Kshatriya.So the Kshatriyas, they take direction from the Brahmins.
Parikshit 是个沙地利，沙地利他需要从婆罗门那里寻求指导。
This is how the Vedic society was ordered. That the Brahmins are the head and the Kshatriyas are the arms.
这就是伟达的社会秩序，沙地利是臂膀，婆罗门是头脑。
The Vaishya are the belly and the Sudra are the legs.
Vaishya 是肚腹，而 Sudra 是双腿。
So the head, the Brahmins, they're meant to direct the other people how to act, just as the head directs the other parts of the body.
婆罗门他们的职责就是指导其他的社会阶层，正如头脑要指导躯体的其他部分。
So Maharaj Parikshit was very respectful to the Brahmins, and he would listen to their instructions.
Parikshit 大君他非常的十分尊敬婆罗门阶层，并且接受他们的指导。
Another quality of Maharaj Parikshit was that he kept his promises.
Parikshit 大君的另外一项优秀品质是他言出必行。
In the Kali Yuga, people may often give a promise and they don't keep it.
在卡里年代呢，人们就会开空头支票，光是嘴上许下诺言，但是从来不付诸行动。
Just like when devotees accept initiation, they promise to follow four principles and they promise to chant 16 rounds, but often they don't keep their promise.
正如启迪的时候，奉献者发下誓言要遵守四项基本原则，念诵16圈，但是却有的奉献者不遵守他们的誓言。
So,Maharaj Parikshit was not like that. If he gave a promise, he would keep his promise.
Parikshit 大君不是这种人，他是那种一诺千金的人。
One of the qualities of the pillars of religion is truthfulness, that we should be very truthful, we shouldn't cheat.
宗教的一个支柱就是真诚，我们要拥有真诚的品质，而不应该是欺骗。
But in Kali Yuga, we often don't have these kind of qualities.
但是在卡里年代，我们常常缺乏这样的真诚品质。
So Maharaj Parikshit had these qualities. He had inherited these qualities from his.Ancestors from his forefathers. They were all like that, and he had the same qualities as they had.
Parikshit 大君他继承了祖上的这些优秀品质，从他的父辈们、祖辈们那里继承了这些优秀品质。
So at the time of his birth, the astrologers, they predicted his different qualities.
在他童年的时候，星象家就曾经预言了他的伟大品质。
Just like yesterday, we were celebrating Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, and we heard about how the astrologer came and predicted about Lord Chaitanya.
就像昨天我们庆祝了格尔普尼玛朱柴塔尼亚的显现日，我们听到当朱柴塔尼亚。出生的时候，星象家们就前来预言了他的伟大品质。
Yeah, they could understand that Lord Chaitanya was a very great personality because of the, just from the time in which he was born and the position of the different stars and planets, they could understand that he was a very, very,personality.
星象家们就从他出生的这个时辰以及所有星象的组合就预言了他是这样这种时候出生的人物是非常伟大的人物。
So the same way with Maharaj Parikshit, when he was born,Because they knew he's going to be a king in the future, so they wanted to know what kind of qualities would he have.
因为 Parikshit 大君，他是诞生在这样的家庭当中，所以星象家们知道他今后的职责就是刹帝利，他们想要知道他的品质如何。
So the astrologers The astrologers all described Maharaj Parikshit's qualities. They said he would be able to maintain all the people under his care.
星象家们就纷纷预言了他的日后的伟大品质。他们说， Parikshit 大君将够能够维持在他照料下的所有的臣民。
And he'll follow the Brahminical principles, and he will be true. He will keep his promise.
他会遵守所有的婆罗门的品质，并且他会是真诚的人。
Then they describe that he will be very charitable. He won't be miserly, but he'll be very charitable. He will like to give contribution.
他们描述说 ，Parikshit 大。Parikshit 他是有慷慨大度的，他是非常有喜欢布施的。他是非常仁善的，他不会吝啬。
And he would also give protection to anybody who surrendered to him.
他会一直保护任何向他投臣服的人。
This is the Vedic culture. If somebody surrenders to a person, then that person, then it's the duty of that person.That they should give shelter, they should protect them.
这就是伟大的文化。一旦有人要是臣服了另外一个人，那个人就需要对这个臣服他的人加以全面的保护。
Just like there was one king called Maharaj Sibi, and the one time a little bird came and surrendered to Sibi, and Sibi said, "Don't worry, I will protect you."
在古代的时候，有一个伟大的君王叫Shibi 大君，曾经有一只小鸟过来臣服皈依了他。Shibi 国王对小鸟说：“你不要担心，我会保护你。”
So then a big bird came, and the big bird said, "That little bird was my food. I was going to eat it."
之后飞来了一只大鸟，这个大鸟说。这只小鸟是我的口中食物，我需要吃掉它。
But Maharaj Sibi said, "No, you cannot have this bird because he surrendered to me. So I'm protecting it."
Sibi 大君就对这只大鸟说：“不行，因为这只小鸟已经臣服了我，我需要保护它，你不能吃掉它。”
Maharaj, the bird said, "Then what about my food? How will I eat?" So Maharaj Sibi said, "I will give you flesh from my body equal to the weight of the bird."
这只大鸟说，那我该吃什么呢？这只鸟是我的食物。Sibi 大君说，你不要担心，我会从我身上割下一块肉，这个肉的重量和小鸟的重量是一样的。
So Maharaj Sibi began to cut flesh off of his body. And they had the bird on one side of the scale, and he cut flesh off his body to equal the weight of the bird.
Sibi 大君就开始从他的身体上割下他的肉。在天平的一方呢是这只小鸟，在天平的另外一方呢就是 Sibi 大君在从身上割下肉来等同于小鸟的重量。
But to everyone's amazement, no matter how much flesh he cut, it was never equal to the weight of the bird. So finally, he was going to cut his own head to equal the weight of the bird.
但是所有人都非常的惊讶，因为无论斯比大军从身上割下多少肉，这个天平呢总是不能。保持平衡，最后 CB 他不得不要把自己的头颅也割下来。
So at that time, the two birds appeared. At that time, the two birds revealed themselves as demigods. They had come to test the charity of Maharaj CB.
就在这个时候呢，这两只小鸟就飞来了，他们显现了自己作为半神的原本的形象，他们是来考验 CB 大君的品质。
So Maharaj Parikshit.He will be like this. He will have similar qualities as Maharaj Sibi.
So, Parikshit 大君他日后将拥有和 Sibi 国王一样的品质。
So in this way, he will give a good name to his family.
为他的家族带来声名。
It's also said that Maharaj Parikshit will also be a great Kshatriya. He will be as good a bowman. He will be able to fire arrows just like Arjuna.
Parikshit 也将像他的祖父 Arjuna 一样是一个了不起的弓箭手。
And he'll be strong because he's a Kshatriya. He has to have a lot of strength. He'll be strong like a lion.
因为他是沙地利，所以呢，他是身强力壮的，他将拥有像狮子一样的力量。
But at the same time, he will be tolerant.
但同时，他是非常有容忍的。
He'll control his mind and senses.
他能够控制自己的感官与心意。
He'll be almost as good as Lord Krishna.Because he's following in the footsteps of Lord Krishna, so he will be as he'll have similar nature qualities as Lord Krishna.
他在遵循着主 Krishna 的足迹和步伐，所以他会拥有像主 Krishna 那样，几乎就像主 Krishna 那样拥有他的品质。
But he'll be the devotee of Krishna. He won't think he's Krishna. He'll be a devotee. He'll be like Prahlad.
但他是奉献者 ,Krishna 的奉献者就像 Prahlad 一样。
So one time Maharaj Parikshit was going around his kingdom and he came to Kurukshetra.
有一次 Parikshit 大军正在巡游他的王国，他来到了库支野。
And there, he was surprised. He saw the personality of Kali dressed like a Kshatriya. And he was harming the cow and the bull.
他非常大吃惊地看见有一个穿着像国王的一个人物 Kali, 他正在折磨公牛与母牛。
Right? The cow was actually Mother Earth.And the bull was the personification of religious principles.
母牛是地球的化身，而公牛是宗教的人格化身。
But when Maharaj Parikshit saw this Kali beating them, then Maharaj Parikshit was ready to kill Kali.
当 Parikshit 大军看到 Kali 正在殴打公牛与母牛的时候，他就准备拔出剑要杀死他。
But Kali surrendered to him.
但 Kali 马上就臣服了国王。
So Maharaj Parikshit told personality of Kali, he could only stay where irreligion, where there was meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex.
Parikshit 大军就告诉卡利，他只能居住在非宗教所待的地方，非法的性行为、吃肉、赌博、食用麻醉品。
But personality of Kali said, "Then I don't have anywhere to stay because in your kingdom none of these activities are going on."
那卡利就祈求他说，那我就无处可去了，因为在你的统辖之下没有一个地方是这样的地方。
So then Parikshit said, then you can stay wherever there is hoarding of gold, because wherever people are hoarding gold, then irreligion will come.
Parikshit 大军就告诉他，你可以停留在人们积累金子的地方，因为无论哪里有金子的积累，那里就会有非宗教的行为。
So because Parikshit was such a powerful king, there could be no influence. The effect of Kali could not have any influence on the planet.
因为 Parikshit 大军是强大有力的国王，当时 Kali 的影响是无法在这个地球上实施的。
So long as Parikshit was the ruler, was the king, ruling the kingdom, there was no disturbance, and everybody was happy, everybody was well, had enough, people had all the wealth they wanted, people were all happy and peaceful.
因为 Parikshit 大军他的统治之下，一片到处都是和平与繁荣的景象，人们都能够得到他们想要的，维持生活的所需，并且内心平和与快乐。
But when Parikshit got cursed by the son of the sage, then at that time Parikshit then gave up the royal throne.
当 Parikshit 大君受到婆罗门儿子的诅咒的时候，他便放弃了放弃了王位。
The Brahmana's son, that sage's son, had cursed Parikshit that within 7 days he will die from the bite of a snake bird.
婆罗门的儿子诅咒国王，在7天之后将会受被一只蛇鸟所咬而死去。
Because the Brahmana, the sage's son, was not, he was upset that Parikshit Maharaj had insulted his father.
婆罗门的儿子他感到非常的愤怒，Parikshit 大君就侮辱了他的父亲。
So Parikshit Maharaj understood that this curse was Krishna's arrangement for his benefit.
Parikshit 大君他心里明白，这个婆罗门儿子的诅咒是主 Krishna 的安排，是为了他的好处。
Usually, Parikshit would never done such an offense against a sage.
一般而言 ，Parikshit 大君是永远不会对这样一个圣人做出这种冒犯。
And the young sage would never have cursed the king.If it hadn't been for Krishna.
的 young sage would never have cursed
the young son of the sage should never usually have cursed the king for what he did.
这个婆罗门的儿子，这个年轻的圣人也本来是永远不会就是因为这种举动来诅咒国王的。
So it was all Krishna's plan.
这一切全都是主 Krishna 的安排。
If Krishna wanted, Krishna could have arranged for the king to neutralize, to make the curse not take effect.
如果主 Krishna 愿意的话，他会抵消掉这个诅咒，让这个诅咒不会生效。
But Krishna didn't arrange that.
但是 Krishna 并没有这样的安排。
So Maharaj Parikshit understood Krishna wanted him to be cursed.
所以 Parikshit 大君他明白 Krishna 希望他被诅咒。
So with that curse,He renounced. He became very detached from all the material situation.
正是因为这个诅咒，国王就变得非常气绝。他气绝了一切物质的财产。
Maharaj Parikshit understood that this arrangement, this curse has been there because he was too much attached to family life.
本日是大君明白他之所以受到这样的诅咒，正是因为他过于依恋家居生活。
So too much attachment to family life is very bad for the human form of life. It's not the goal of human life.
依恋家庭生活，过于依恋，对于人拥有人类形体的灵魂来说不太好。
You come again and again in the same family, take birth again and again, come in the same family or the same house. It's not good.
迫使灵魂一而再、再而三的、反复的投生到同样的家庭，投生到同一所房子里，并不好。
So Krishna came to Parikshit in the form of the curse to save him to get him out from the world.
Krishna 以这种诅咒的形式来到 Parikshit 大君面前，迫使他放弃这个世界。
So Parikshit was grateful to Krishna to take attachment.
Parikshit 他感激主 Krishna 让他放弃了这种依附。
When a person is attached to family life and receives a curse, then usually people will naturally become scared, they'll be frightened.
当一个依恋家居生活的人受到诅咒的时候，内心自然而然的会产生恐惧。
So this is auspicious, this is actually good for the conditioned soul, because that fear will help one to become renounced.
这种恐惧之情对于受条件限制的灵魂而言是件好事，这就迫使他要弃绝。
And when we're renounced, then it will be easier for us to come to think of Krishna, to know Krishna.
一旦人他变得有弃绝心的时候，就容易能理解 Krishna, 明白 Krishna 了。
So Krishna had arranged this curse.
这个诅咒是 Krishna 的安排。
We should see everything which happens is Krishna's arrangement for our advancement in Krishna consciousness.
我们要看到发生的一切都是 Krishna 的安排，是有利于我们的灵性进步。
Just like we see so many things have happened in the last few months.
我们看到在过去几个月之间发生的事情。
We could never imagine all of these things happening.
这一切都是超出我们的想象之外的。
We were all comfortable and happy and thinking, we will go here, we will travel there, we will enjoy. But Krishna had another plan.
我们本来就舒舒服服坐在家里头，在那里，天花乱坠的在想着，我们要去这儿，我们要去那儿，我们有这样的安排。但是 Krishna 有 Krishna 的安排。
In Srimad Bhagavatam it says that the things which we want we don't get, and what we don't want that's what we get.
在圣典波迦瓦坛说。我们所希望的是我们得不到的，而我们不希望的正是我们所得到的。
So we have to learn to accept Krishna's plan.
我们需要学习怎样去接受 Krishna 的计划。
Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he's king of the world, but he got cursed.
就像 Parikshit 大君，他是全球的帝王，却遭到了诅咒。
Voice is breaking. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Maharaj.
Okay. So when Parikshit heard of the curse, when he heard that he had been cursed like this, then he accepted it. He thought, very good, I deserve this.
当 Parikshit 大君听到对他的诅咒之后，他欣然接受，他想，这非常好，这是我的应得的下场。
Parikshit said, but this curse is taking me out of the blind well of family life.
Parikshit 大君他想，这个诅咒把我从家庭生活的黑井当中给拉出来了。
I've been living comfortably in my family life, enjoying all the comfort, the opulence.
我在家庭生活当中，舒舒服服的在那里享受着。
Now, I know that I'm cursed to die, so I have to prepare for my death.
现在我遭到诅咒去死，所以我要为自己的死亡做准备。
Eat anymore, and I'm going to fast.And I'm going to go to the bank of the Ganges and find some people to guide me, to instruct me.
我要戒食戒水至死，我要去恒河岸上去找到能够指导我怎样为死亡做准备的人。
So it was fortunate that Parikshit learned about the curse.
幸运的是 Parikshit他对于这个诅咒，他学到了教训。
In the same way, we can also understand that we are also cursed, that we are going to also die one day.
同样的，我们也要学习到，因为我们全是遭到诅咒，早晚有一天要死去的。
We have the material body, and the material body's nature is that one day it will die.
我们拥有一具物质的躯体，物质躯体的本性就是终将有一天要死去。
And we can see death coming closer to us every day.
我们看到死亡一天一天的迫近。
The hair becomes gray and falls out.
头发从黑变灰，并且渐渐的脱落。
The skin becomes all slack and wrinkled.
皮肤变渐渐的松弛，有皱纹。
This is Krishna telling us that we're coming nearer to the time when we have to give up the body.
这是 Krishna 在告诉我们，时间快到了，我们要放弃这个躯体了。
We have to prepare, like Maharaj Parikshit.
我们要像 Parikshit 大军那样做好准备。
Now Parikshit Maharaj, he knew 7 days, so he chose to fast. We should also fast from.Any non-vegetarian, we should only eat vegetarian, we should only eat prasadam. We should not eat anything which is not prasadam. That is fasting.
Parikshit 大军他就开始戒食戒水做好准备。同样我们也应该戒除所有那些非素食荤食。我们应该只吃 prasadam.
And the same, and we should also hear, spend our time hearing and discussing topics of spiritual knowledge.
我们应该花时间，把时间用于聆听灵性的话题。
Just like now in China, many of you are very much restricted. You cannot go anywhere. You can only stay at home. So you can only.You can use your time just for hearing and chanting.
就像我们现在在中国，是受到限制，不能离开家。我们可以把时间用来聆听和唱诵。
So this is very good. You're getting a great opportunity to study more Srila Prabhupada's books.
所以这真的是一个非常。好的好事，我们可以有更多的时间来研习圣帕帕德的书籍。
In the same way, Maharaj Parikshit, when he was the king, when he was ruling the kingdom, he was very busy with all the affairs, the family and the kingdom, so many things to do.
Parikshit 大军在位期间呢，他每天都要忙碌着处理国家大事以及家庭的事务。
But when he got cursed, then he gave all up, he gave up all these responsibilities, and he just concentrated on preparing for leaving the body.
一旦他受到诅咒之后 ，Pariksit 大军他就开始放弃了所有这些国家大事的职责，把时间专注于聆听和唱诵。
So, this is the blessings of Krishna.
这是来自主 Krishna 的祝福。
So Parikshit described his family life just like a blind well. There's no way in which he can get out of it.
Parikshit 大军描述他的家庭生活正像一口黑井，没办法从中出来。
But Krishna pulled him out by bringing him to the Ganga, bank of the river Ganges, to hear the topics of spiritual knowledge.
但是主 Krishna 把他从家居生活的黑井当中，拖出来了，拽了上来，让他来到恒河岸边来聆听。圣典不加把他。
He didn't try to stay in his palace to protect himself.
他并没有试图留在皇宫当中来保护自己。
And he didn't try to do a yagya, fire sacrifice to protect himself.
他也没有做火祭来保护自己。
And he didn't try to do any atonements also to protect himself. You know, you do something sinful, we try to make up for it by doing some atonement. He didn't do that.
他也没有为此去忏悔，就像有的人他做了犯了罪，他们就开始忏悔以便赎罪。
But he just went to the holy place to hear spiritual knowledge.
他只是去了圣地来聆听灵性的知识。
So it was very good. Krishna had arranged all such a situation for Maharaj Parikshit.
主 Krishna 为Parikshit 大军做出了种种的这样的安排是非常好的。
And then Krishna arranged that when Maharaj Parikshit went to that place,He got the association of Sukadeva Goswami.
Parikshit 大军来到恒河岸边，得到了 Sukadeva Goswami 的联谊。
And so many other great sages, they also came there to witness, to see Parikshit leave the world.
还有各式各样的圣人们纷纷前来，来目睹 Parikshit 大军的离世。
Sukadeva Goswami came also, Sukadeva Goswami's guru and father came, Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva's guru Narada Muni also came. So many great sages also, they all came to see Parikshit leave the world.
Parikshit 大军的父亲Sukadeva Goswami 的父亲兼 guru Vyasadeva 来了， Vyasadeva 的 guru Narada Muni 也来了，都来纷纷目睹 Parikshit 大军的离世。
So they were discussing what to do, you know, and there were different opinions. Some people were saying Shiva is supreme, and some people said no, karma is supreme.And some people said, no, Hari is supreme. So like this, there were different opinions.
圣人们众说纷纭，有的说主 Shiva 是至高的，有的说不是，是 Karma, 业报是果报是至高的，有的说不是，是 Hari 是至高的，就这样他们提供了不同的意见。
But when Sukadeva Goswami came, everyone accepted that Sukadeva was the right person to instruct Parikshit.
Sukadeva Goswami 一到现场，所有的人一致同意 Sukadeva Goswami 是提供正确答案的人物。
And Sukadeva Goswami instructed him in two ways. One was to remove his fear, and the other thing was to teach him the glories of devotional service.
Sukadeva Goswami gave Parikshit Dajin 提供了两个方法，一个是怎样驱除他内心的恐惧感，另外一个是教导国王奉献服务的荣耀。
Devotional service is joyfully performed. We're very happy when we do devotional service. It's the nature of the soul to feel pleasure.
奉献服务做起来是令人喜乐盈人的，这灵魂的本性就是快乐的。
So we shouldn't feel troubled by devotional service. We shouldn't feel, you know, we shouldn't complain, though I have so much to do. No, we should feel happy that we have so much to do for Krishna.
我们不应该为做奉献服务感觉到有这么多的麻烦，我们不应该抱怨有这么多需要做的事情。相反，我们应该很高兴，快快乐乐的，有这么多服务需要去做。
So Parikshit Maharaj actually, Sukadeva Goswami spoke this knowledge to him, and then he went away. And so the time of his death was actually has already coming, but Krishna extended it. He gave him a little more time.
Sukadeva Goswami 对国王讲述了灵性知识后，就离开了。离开了这个地方，这时候在他他就
he arranged for his mother Uttara to come.
这时候还有这时候主 Krishna 就把他临死的时间又扩展了一些，这时候他的母亲 Uttara 就来了。
So in the association of his mother, they were able to discuss more topics of Krishna.
就在和他母亲的联谊当中呢，他们就谈论了更多有关于主 Krishna 的话题。
So Maharaj Parikshit says that he bows, he offers his respects to Lord Krishna, who is very merciful.
Parikshit 大君恭恭敬敬地顶拜了仁慈的主 Krishna.
So he said, somehow by the grace of Krishna, I've still got some time left. I want to answer this question of my mother.
他想，由于主 Krishna 的仁慈，我现在还剩下一点时间，可以回答我母亲的问题。
So some people may say, this is not very good, that Maharaj Parikshit simply speaking about his own self. Describing all his own good qualities. It's not proper to glorify yourself.
有的人就想，Parikshit 大君他只是在讲述自己的优秀的品质，在荣耀自己，这不好。一个人不应该炫耀自己。
But Parikshit Maharaj said, no, I said, actually, I'm only speaking these things about myself.To show that it's the mercy of Krishna. It's only by the mercy of Krishna that I have these qualities. It's nothing to do with me. It's simply the mercy of Krishna.
Parikshit 大君说，不是这样的。我说的所有这一些，只是由于主 Krishna 的仁慈，我才能够拥有这些优秀的品质。这一切都是为了荣耀主 Krishna 的仁慈。
Just like if they show some kindness, some generosity to someone, we should see that this is due to Krishna's mercy.
就像如果有一个人他展现了慷慨大度的行为举止，我们应该看到正是由于主 Krishna 的原因，他才能够这样做。
Yeah, a devotee always thinks.That I'm very fallen. I have no good qualities. But if there's any good qualities somehow in me, it's due to the mercy of Krishna.
一个奉献者应该总是这样想，我非常的堕落，我没有什么好良好的品质，只是由于主 Krishna 的仁慈，我才拥有了良好的品质。
Okay, so we will stop here now.
我们先就讲到这里。
Are there any questions?
Yes, Maharaj. Veda Vati Devadasi, Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru Dev,感恩翻译，您讲到奉献者要真诚，可在瓦坛说，诚实之人在与大骗子打交道时，有必要也成为一个骗子，目的不是为了欺骗，而是为了传教成功。怎么理解这句话？谢谢。She said that she pay obeisance to you, and she said that you mentioned devotee should be truthful.But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that a truthful person when dealing with a cheater should also become a cheater. The purpose is not to cheat, but for preaching successfully. How to understand this word?
Can she tell me where this is in Srimad Bhagavatam?
Vedavati, Devadasi, Guru 说，你能不能告诉 Guru 这是在博迦圣典博迦瓦坛的哪一章哪一节的出处？ Then the Vedavati said, she didn't give out the where, but instead she asked another question.
Hare Krishna, 我们先等一下那个他看看他一会儿有没有回复上一个问题的出处，我们先回他的下面这个问题吧。
The next question.、
Okay.继续。
请问 Guru， 我们是不是投资啊、没资格关爱年长的奉献者？We have no qualification to care for senior devotee. The question is that we don't have any qualification for caring for senior devotees.
Well, we can.We can serve the senior devotees. We can offer some service to senior devotees. That is caring. And we can also care for them by hearing from them carefully and by inquiring from them. Then that's very pleasing to senior devotees. They will be happy.If we inquire from them and if we serve them, offer some service to them.
我们可以服务年长奉献者们，这也是关爱。另外一个，我们可以向他们寻求问题，寻求这些问题的答案，这也会非常取悦年长奉献者们。这两点都是关爱年长奉献者。
Just like we associate with the spiritual teachers, with many senior devotees often come and visit, or you have the opportunity to be with them. We can care for them by giving some service to them, and we can serve them, taking care of their different needs. Sometimes we cook food for them. Sometimes we may do laundry for them, or we may clean the room for them. We may offer some flower garland for them like that. That is also caring for them. Being respectful to them, that is caring. But also it's very nice to inquire from them.
比如说有年长的奉献者灵性导师们到访我们所在的地方，我们为他们准备打清洁房间，为他们做饭熨衣服洗衣服， 为他们安排服务，提供这样的服务。与此同时，我们也可以倾听、侧耳聆听他们的教诲，提出我们的问题，这些都是关爱。
So this is described in the Nectar of Instruction.
在教诲的纲录当中就描述说。
Right, it says in the Nectar of Instruction that we will mentally honor a devotee who chants the holy name.
教诲的纲录说，我们在心意当中，应该尊重一个唱诵圣名的人。
And we will offer our obeisances to somebody who has undergone spiritual initiation and is worshipping the deity.
我们要顶拜那些已经获得了启迪并且崇拜神像的奉献者。
But we will associate with and faithfully serve that devotee who is fixed in undeviating devotional service. And does not criticize others.
我们要与那些忠诚的服务从事奉献服务的与这样的奉献者们联谊，这样的奉献者他们是坚定不移的从事于奉献服务，我们应该与这样的奉献者联谊并且服务他们，而且我们不应该批评其他的人。
So we have to learn how to associate with these different levels of devotees.
我们要学习怎样与不同层面的奉献者们联谊。
We give mercy to the innocent.
我们对那些天真无知的人们给予他们仁慈。
But we avoid people who are atheistic and who are blasphemers, who are offenders.
我们要避免那些我们要避免那些无神论者以及那些冒犯亵渎的人。
And we will associate with devotees who are our peers, who are our equals.
我们应该与我们的同辈奉献者联谊。
And we offer our worship to the Supreme Lord.
我们崇拜至尊主。
Right?
Devadatta Mataji 说第一个问题，他找到了就是第七篇第五章的第七十节。在腰指的最后一句话。
在说在什么地方？
第七篇圣典摩迦瓦台
第七篇
第五章第七十节。
第七篇第五章什么时间？
第七十节。
第七。
对，第七十节。要旨。最后一部分。
Okay. So this is.最后一个是 Chanakya Pandit 关于这个 Oh yeah OK 这个是 See this is Chanakya Pandit
这是
A person deals with a great cheater It is necessary for him to become a cheater also Not for the purpose of cheating but to make his preaching successful.
那圣列伯加瓦坛第七篇第五章世界七要旨的最后一句话说 Chanakya Pandit 说如果一个诚实的人与一个大骗子打交道就需要自己也变成骗子不是为了欺骗而是为了成功的传播知识
Yeah, and there's another purport where it describes also how great souls sometimes cheat
还有另外一个师节说到有的时候一个伟大的灵魂他有的时候也欺骗
Just like it's there in the Srimad Bhagavatam in relationship toDhritarashtra leaving home.
在圣殿伯加瓦坛中的有一个部分讲述 Dhritarashtra 离家出走。
Vidura had come back to preach to Dhritarashtra, and then together the two of them had gone. And when Maharaj Yudhisthira found out, then he was very upset, and he said, I have been cheated by these great souls.
对特瓦斯特他在家的时候维杜拉就来向他传教他们两个人一起就离家出走了后来尤迪斯蒂尔大军他发现了以后他就感叹哎呀我被这两个伟大的灵魂欺骗了
Because they left home without telling him
他们也没有告诉我就 离家出走
So Maharaj Yudhisthira said they have cheated me.
Yudhisthira 大军说他们欺骗了我。
But they cheated him for a higher cause because they'd gone off to prepare for death.
但是他们欺骗国王是为了更高的一个事业他们是为了去为死亡做好准备
And then similarly also Raghunath Das Goswami was you know he had a Raghunath Das when he was a young man his parents were very rich and they had him married to a very beautiful girl
Raghunath Das Goswami 他年轻的时候父母是非家富一方的然后并且安排他娶了一个貌美无双的妻子。
But Raghunath wanted to leave home. He wanted to go and join Lord Chaitanya and be a full-time devotee.
Raghunath Das Goswami 一心想离家出走，加入主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成为一位 Goswami。
So he had to cheat his parents to get away from home.
他必须要欺骗父母，一遍。逃离家庭
So he cheated them for a higher purpose to get Krishna conscious so that he could be fully Krishna conscious
所以他欺骗了他们是为了更高的一个目的是为了获得 Krishna 之觉
So in material life people are all cheaters
在物质生活当中到人们都是骗子
They're all saying you know work hard and enjoy life you'll be happy
他们都宣传说 你们应该努力的工作赚钱享受
So we don't believe them
我们并不相信他们
SoWe have to cheat them in order to get free from being entangled with material things. Sometimes we have to cheat people.
So we need to cheat them in order to get free from the material things. Sometimes we have to cheat people. So we cheat them.
We tell people.Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
我们告诉人们要唱诵 Hare Krishna 变得快乐。
We don't tell them, you know, you have to follow all these principles, you have to wake up early, you have to do all these things. We cheat them in the beginning. We tell them, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
我们 一开始并不一股脑的告诉他们，你们要念诵清晨早起做这个做那个，我们只是简单的告诉他们，你们只需要念诵 Hare Krishna 就好了。
We tell people Krishna consciousness is very easy.
我们跟别人说 Krishna， 人们说 Krishna 知觉特别的简便易行。
But we know it's not so easy.
但是我们深知这个不是简单的事情。
So we teach people a little bit in order to help them to become devotees.
所以我们欺骗他们一点点，以便帮助他们成为奉献者。
We don't cheat people for our sense gratification, but we cheat people to give them something, some benefit.
我们骗他们不是为了自己的感官享乐，而是为了给他们好处。
Because people are very attached to material life, so sometimes we have to cheat them a little in order to get them to come into Krishna consciousness.
因为人们都深深的依恋物质生活，所以为了让他们来到 Krishna 知觉当中，我们需要有的时候欺骗他们一点点。
So this is, our cheating is like that.
我们的这个欺骗就是这种欺骗。
Just like Prabhupada cheated his family.
就像Prabhupada 他欺骗了家庭。
He asked his wife, "Do you want me or do you want tea?"
他就问他的妻子，你是要我呢，还是要茶呢？
So his wife said, "I want tea."
他的妻子说，我想要茶。
So Prabhupada left home.
Prabhupada 就离开了家。
So he cheated them.
所以他也是欺骗了他们。
Because Prabhupada had to make his life successful by preaching.
帕帕德需要传教，以便让生命达到成功。
So the great souls can also cheat. For a great purpose, not for sense gratification, but for the service of Krishna.
伟大的灵魂，他们行骗是为了达到伟大的目的事业，而不是为了感官享乐。
Okay.
Okay.
Any other question?
Radha Nanda.Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的 Maharaj， 请问什么样的生物离开躯体后成为鬼魂？非常感恩，翻译马大姐，感谢您。
Yeah, become a ghost.
What kind of living entity after leaving the body will become ghosts?
When you commit suicide.
自杀后。
Or when you die in the mode of ignorance.Fully in the mode of ignorance.
或者是在
people die intoxicated, drunk. So then the kind of people like that, they can become a ghost.
或者是在在愚昧形态之中去的，比如说服麻醉品而死，或者是醉酒而死的，变成鬼魂。
Okay, any other question?
喜宝苏巴者，顶拜咕噜翻译，顶拜你，请教咕噜，我在接触和学习风爱瑜伽知识后，时常感觉有一种想要与人分享的冲动，请问这种状态属愚昧形态还是激情形态呢？就是 after she get contact with Krishna Bhakti Yoga, she felt an urge to share with others.Whether this is in the mood of ignorance or passion.
Well, it depends how you share it. If you share it in a way which will benefit them, then this is the mode of goodness. But if you share it in a manner which they will dislike and which they will become angry, then it's not good.
这取决于你分享的方式。如果你分享之后呢，是对他们有好处的，那么这个就是善良心态。但如果你这样分享的方式是让他们感到反感或者感到愤怒，那么这就属于愚昧属性。
So judge by the results. If you get a good result, that's the mode of goodness. But if the result, if you're telling them about Krishna just for your benefit, just to let them know that you're a great devotee, then that's the mode of passion.
这取决于结果。如果你的传教结果是为了他们的好处，不是为了他们好处，而是为了你自己的好处，为了炫耀你是个伟大奉献者，那么属于激情属性。
Yeah, that's the mode of passion. So preaching should be done for the benefit of others.
传教是为了其他人的好处。
So they should appreciate what you're saying, and it should help them to become more interested and more favorable.
他们应该欣赏你所说的话，他们应该感兴趣，而且对 Krishna 知觉更加有好感。
So you have to be careful how you present Krishna consciousness.
在呈现 Krishna 知觉的时候要小心谨慎。
Okay.
Another question. 云云，现在中国国情，居士应该在家修行，50岁后内在退休弃绝，不再更多关注小孩，而不是居住庙宇，对吗？怎样才算履行完世俗职责呢？50岁后内在退休，萨提。这句话什么意思？
他的意思就是到了年龄50岁应该是过这个弃绝生活嘛，但是他就是在内心弃绝，然后而不是说离开家。他说内心的弃绝就是不再更多的关注家人啊、孩子呀什么这些生活，这样的理解对不对？而不是去庙宇生活。
Yeah, you can do it like that. You can be detached at home. You don't have to leave the home. But at the same time, you don't want to be neglectful. If you have some duties, then you have to do what, you know, duties. You don't want people to become resentful and spiteful towards you.
可以，就是弃绝，这样弃绝。但是呢，你也不应该就是一味的忽视，什么都不管。不应该让人们就是唾弃你，或者是对你有内心有怨恨和责备之情，或者是瞧不起。
If people expect you to do duties and you want to avoid them.
人们都希望你尽自己的职分。
They don't become offensive to you.
人们希望你尽职分，而你却避免他们，他们就会对你有冒犯。
That will not be good for them.
这样一来，对他们就没有好处。
But you have to be sincere also in your practice.It's not that we neglect doing duties for the family just because of laziness.
我们不应该出于懒惰而忽视家庭，他们应该尊敬你。
Yeah, we shouldn't be lazy.
我们不应该懒惰。
If we have some duty to do, you know, then we can do it, but do it in Krishna consciousness.
我们有职分要履行的话，我们应该尽职尽责，但是我们应该是在 Krishna 直觉当中来去做。
We have to see Krishna in everyone.
我们要在每一个人心中看见 Krishna.
And certainly you want to make sure you have time to do your own sadhana, to do your hearing and chanting.
同时你应该让自己确保有时间做规范修行聆听以及唱诵。
So, you have to be careful and you have to consider everything according to the time and the place and the circumstances.
所以你要小心谨慎，要根据时间、地点、环境而做出决定。
It's not going to be the same for everyone.
是因人而异的，而不是千篇一律。
Right. I mean, we can't be like Maharaj Parikshit and just, or Dhritarashtra, and you just go away from the home. Where will you go? You need to have somewhere to go.
我们不要效仿 Parikshit 大君和 Dhritarashtra 就离家出走。你必须得有地方去，你得有一个地方。
So you stay at home and be Krishna conscious.
你留在家庭中，成为变得具有 Krishna 知觉。
Right, and don't be like a mad person. Behave normally, and get people to respect you.
不要变成疯狂的人。要是正常的人，应该别人应该尊敬你。
他还问怎么算是履行完了四书之责。
She also asked how. Finish one's mundane duty. How to.What kind of situation is that one has finished one's worldly duties? How to count that one has finished one's worldly duties?
Uh-huh. Well, you have to consider how much you can be independent of others. Are you able to maintain yourself without them?
你要考虑就是你在不依赖别人的方面呢，你能达到什么样的程度？你能不能维持自己的生活？
Because worldly duties, if you take service from others, then you're required to give some service back to them.
世俗的职责就是你得到了别人的服务，你要回报他们也服务。
Just like you have a husband, so you husband and wife, they live together.They help each other.
正如就是你有一个丈夫，夫妻住在一起，互相帮助。
And one person gets sick, the other party will help to take care of them.
一方生病了，夫妻另一方要帮助对方。
They'll stay together, husband and wife.
夫妻呢，他们是在一起的。
You have children, so the children grow up and they get married. They have their own home.
你有孩子们，孩子长大成人，结婚了，有自己的家庭。
So usually they can take care of themselves.
一般来说呢，孩子们能够自己照顾自己的。
Are they if they're giving some care to you, then.You have some kind of debt to them.
如果他们照顾关心了你，你对他们就有亏欠，欠债了。
And that they may expect you to take care of their children. Just like, you know, in China, many people go to work. And so the grandparents take care of the grandchildren.
如果他们照顾了您，您就得要照料他们的，给他们看孩子。在中国，很多人要上班。
And the grandparents don't have to take care of the grandchildren, but often they're requested to do that.
爷爷奶奶，姥姥姥爷本来是没有义务去照去带孙子辈的，但是呢，很多时候就他们的孩子就请求他们来帮自己带孩子。
So if you can avoid that responsibility, then very good.
如果你能避免这个带孙子的职责的话，就很好。
But it may be difficult. The family, you may have some very close connection with your children, and they may demand it of you.
但是通常就很难，因为呢跟子女的有很近的关系，但这个子女呢可能就会要求自己的父母。
It's going to be different in every individual circumstance. It's so complex, it's difficult to try to give a general policy because it's so different. Everyone has their own individual situation, circumstances will be different.
因为这个都是因人而异的，并且是根据个案，就是每个都不一样，所以不能给出一概的一致的一个原则。
But generally, women are not given independence.
一般而言，就妇女不能给予妇女独立。
They would be taken care of by their children.
他们就由自己的孩子所照料。Another question.
Yeah.
仆人，主是吉祥的源头，如何理解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现在人们认为不吉祥的月食的这一天？ The Lord is the origin of all auspiciousness. How to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the inauspicious day of eclipse?
Yeah, well, it was auspicious because they were all chanting the holy name.
Oh, 他们之所以变得吉祥了，因为他们都在唱诵圣名。
So the inauspicious situation was counteracted by the chanting of the holy name.
这个不吉祥就被唱诵圣名的吉祥活动抵消了。
And said not only the Hindus were chanting, even the Muslims were chanting. The Muslims were chanting mockingly or jokingly, but everybody was chanting the holy name. So this was an indication of the activity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
不仅仅是印度教徒在唱诵圣名，连穆斯林他们都在那里冷嘲热讽的在唱诵圣名，这就预示着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的活动。
OK. 还有问题吗？
还有一个问题 Gurudev， 我想问一个问题，就是刚才您在回答云云帕布的问题的时候说，就是如果我们对在履行职责的时候对家人不让他们满意，然后他们对我们有不好的情绪或态度的时候，就不是对他们不是特别好，那我想就是在我在照顾我这生病的这个父亲的时候，他因为年岁大了嘛，脑子也有点糊涂了，所以他有的时候就是情绪控制不住，有的时候会就是打人骂人什么的，这个是不是对他也不好啊？
Well, he has some, you know, old age people, as you say, you know, they don't have so much mental control. It's not a very serious offense. Certainly it's not very good, but it's not very serious. And devotees are tolerant.
通常来说老人呢他们在控制心意方面呢就是有困难。所以呢但这不是一个严重的冒犯。当然这对他们不好但是不是很严重的。因为奉献者都很容忍。
We have to appreciate that it's not a very pleasant situation, the person's old age, near to death, and in poor health. So certainly there will be, you know, their mental condition won't be very stable and they may get angry and say things not very nice. But still, you know, devotee can be tolerant.
一个生病的老人即将死亡肯定心情不好有的时候会发怒肯定不是一个很令人愉快的处境但是奉献者他们都很容忍
Yeah. We don't take their bad words very seriously.
我们不把他们的这些就是骂人的话当真
And because they're connected to a devotee, because you have some family relationship with them, so they're dear to Krishna.
因为你跟他有这个家庭的纽带联系，所以呢 ，Krishna 也对他也是很亲切的。
Okay.
Another question. Do you have time?
Yeah. Okay.
我在梵歌6:42师节说在长期修行没有成功的瑜伽师投生在超然主义者家请问要旨中圣帕帕提到他自己和他的咕噜就是这样的出生该怎么理解他们不是不成功的瑜伽师而是来自灵性世界的in Bhagavad Gita
well, Yeah, I can understand, yeah. Well, Prabhupada gives the example. He's saying that both he and his Guru Maharaj were born in Vaishnava families. So it means that in the past, they were certainly very, you know, they were certainly practicing Krishna consciousness. We don't know what level they were at, but just the fact that they were born in devotee families indicates that, you know, they were on a very high level from the previous life.
帕帕德在要旨当中就举出了这个例子他跟他的 Guru Maharaj 都同生在拜什纳瓦的家庭当中这就意味着他们在前世一定是修习了 Krishna 之觉我们并不知道他们的 Krishna 之觉是怎样的层面但是仅仅就是这样一个诞生在拜什纳瓦家庭中的事实就表明了他们都是修行Krishna 之觉的
Yeah, we shouldn't try to judge the position of our spiritual master.
我们不要试图评判我们灵性导师的情况。
Just like somebody may be a very rich man today, somebody is born a very rich man and somebody becomes a rich man. But they're both rich men. There's not a big difference between them.
比如说一个富人有的富人呢他是出生就是一个富人投生在富人家庭而有的人是后来经过努力奋斗变成了一个富人但这两种情况无论哪种情况他现在都是一个富人
The same way somebody is a pure devotee from previous life and somebody becomes a pure devotee
同样的有的人是因为前一世的原因他就是一个纯粹奉献者而有的人是这一生之后才变成了纯粹奉献者
It's not a big difference
没有区别
So try to understand the spiritual position of people like Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master that they were such elevated souls that they were born in such a pure family very great family
我们只需要去理解圣帕帕德以及他的 Guru Maharaj 的崇高的地位，他们是这样的崇高，以至于他们投生在纯粹的 Vaishnava 的家庭当中。
Now, if they come from the spiritual world, if they're going to come from the spiritual world, they still have to take birth in somebody's family. So what kind of family they're going to take birth in? Certainly, it will be a devotee family.
如果他们是来自灵性的家庭，他们仍然要出生在一个家庭当中。那么选择什么样的家庭当中出生呢？肯定应该选择一个Vaishnava 的家庭当中出生啊。
So both Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati were born in Vaishnava families.
所以帕帕拉德和他的 Guru Maharaj 都是出生在 Vaishnava 的之家。
So they don't know anything, they had no contact with any sinful activity.
从来没有跟罪恶活动有沾染。
So there's proof of that they're very great souls.
是证明了他们是伟大灵魂的一事实。
Not just fallen yogis took birth again.
而不是堕落的瑜伽师的再次的出生。
Okay. Okay, we can stop now.
好的，好的，我没有问题了。
Okay.谢谢，好，谢谢大家。
好，非常感谢 Guru Maharaj 给我们带来精彩的讲课和对问题的耐心解答，也感谢 Guru Mani Mataji。
感谢你们。
好，那我们期待下一次。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。